So let's review. Kasha de Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. In the Mishnah on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi said that a Suffolk Erev is kosher, which is Lakula. Yet in the Mishnah, Megvah Yossi said that a Suffolk Tevila is Tameh, which is Lachumra, even when the person was only Tameh with Rabbanan. The Gemara offers three approaches. First, Shani Tuma Hoyle V'yeshle Ikar Min HaTorah. We are more stringent with a Suffolk Tuma because even the Tumas Drabbanan are all based on Tumah D'Oraisa. Rashi explains that the Chacham were machmer out of concern to leilesi lezalzule b'suffolk tefilas Tumah D'Oraisa, so that people would not act leniently in a Suffolk tefila of a Tumah D'Oraisa. Regarding a Eruv Tchumen, which is entirely Medrabbanan, there is no such concern and we can be makel. Second, Hadidei Hadirabe. Rabbi Yossi actually rules to be strict in cases of Suffolk, even in the Rabbanan. The lenient opinion, the Mishnah, is his Rebbe's position. Finally, Rava answers that generally Rabbi Yossi holds Sveika Drabban Lekula. However, in the case of Suffolk Tfila, he rules Lechumra because the person has a Cheskes Tumah, and we must assume he is still Tameh. The Gemara adds that we must be speaking of a mikveh that has no Cheskes Kashas, for example, the mikveh Shalei Nimdid. It was not measured to ascertain that it has the requisite amount of water, memsa. The Gemara clarifies a few points relating to the machloikis Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir about a Suffolk Erev. Tanya, Kitzet Amir Rabbi Yossi Suffolk Erev Kasher. The Braisa clarifies that Rabbi Yossi only validates a Suffolk Erev when there is a chazaka that the food was fit, such as truma that was definitely tar when it was placed as an Erev, but we are not certain whether it became tummy before or after Shabbos started, or food that definitely had Trumas and Maises taken from it, but we are not sure whether it became mixed with Tevel before or after Shabbos started. If, however, there was never a Chazaka that the food was okay to begin with, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that a Suffolk Erev is not valid. B'yir Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak Mirav Huna. Ha'ilafonim shtei kikaris, achas temeya v'achas tahira, v'amar irvali b'tahira, mikamokim shehi mahu. If one has two loaves of Truma bread, one that is tahar and one that is tameh, which he cannot identify, can he place both of them and say that the tahar loaf, whichever it is, should be the erev? The Gemara elaborates. Even Rav Meir, who is machmer by Suffolk erev, might be lenient here, since one is definitely tahar. Even Rabbi Yossi, who is makel by a Suffolk erev, might be strict here, because he does not know which loaf is his real erev. The Gemara answers. Be'inon suda haru'uya mebo'oyim v'leka. The erev must be fit to be eaten before Shabbos, and in this case, neither loaf may be eaten. Therefore, the erev is not valid. Baimene Rav Meir of Nachman. If a person says that the erev loaf should be chulin on Friday, but kodesh on Shabbos, the erev is valid, even though during Bein HaShemashos it remains besafik, because misveika loynachas le kedusha. The chazaka that it was mutter before Shabbos stays, and we assume that there is no kedusha. If, however, he declared it kodesh for Friday, and chulin for Shabbos, the erev is invalid because the cheskes issa from Friday remains throughout Bein HaShemashos. Tanan hasam, lakin tful yoim. The Mishnah teaches about a tful yoim pitcher that has meiser in it before Shabbos, and the person said on Friday that beginning on Shabbos, when the pitcher will no longer be tameh, the contents should become trumas meiser. This one cannot be used for an erev. If seif hayoim koine erev, the erev takes effect in the last moment on Friday, it cannot be valid because it is still tevel. Even if tchilas hayoim koine erev, the erev takes effect when Shabbos begins, it would not be valid because beinon suda haru'uy mebayoyim b'leka. The Erev must be made of food that is permissible to eat before Shabbos, and this was Tevel before Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. Masna Adam Ali Ruvav Omer. A person can put an Erev on both sides of his city and make a condition that the Erev should take effect in the direction that a Chacham is arriving or away from the direction that a non-Jewish tax collector is coming. For example, Imba Chacham min ha-Mizrach Eruvi le-Mizrach, min ha-Mayriv Eruvi le-Mayriv. If the Chacham will be coming from the east, the Erev on the east shall be valid. And if the Chacham will be coming from the west, the Erev on the west shall be valid. Bo lekan ulekan, lamokim sheretz eilich. If a Chacham will arrive in both directions, the Tanakama holds he can go in whichever direction he chooses, and that Erev will be the valid one. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, but adds that if one of them is his Rebbe, he can only go in that direction, because it's assumed that he wanted to go in the direction of his Rebbe, and that is the valid Erev. Loy lekan veloy lekan, hareini kiven iri. If no Chacham arrives in either direction, I shall be like all the other residents of my town, who can go 2,000 amas from town in any direction, and no Erev shall take effect. Let's explain. In the case of Tuchacham, each arriving from another direction, each Erev can only take effect on condition of his later choice. When he later makes that choice, the Erev will become valid retroactively. This can only work by utilizing the concept of Breira. Our Mishnah, which reports Rabbi Yehuda as validating such an Erev, holds Yesh Breira. Aya quotes Rabbi Yehuda as invalidating such an Erev, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. Similarly, in the case of one Chacham, we do not know from which direction he will be coming. If the Chacham has not arrived at the 4,000 Amos point before Shabbos, although he is within the Tchum of that point, and he may come there on Shabbos, but since it is not certain whether he will come there, that Erev can only take effect Friday evening on condition that he will arrive there on Shabbos. This too requires Breira. Therefore, our Mishnah validates such an Erev because Yesh Breira. Aya, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, does not validate such an Erev because Ein Breira. However, in the case of Ukvar Bo Chacham, where the Chacham arrived at that point before Shabbos, but we are not aware in which direction it is, all agree that you can make the condition that the Erev shall be Chal in whichever direction the Chacham arrived. As Rashi explains, in this case, the Erev certainly takes effect before Shabbos in the direction where the Chacham already arrived. We're not utilizing Breira at all. It is merely a Gilu Milsav Alma. He just has to find out where the Chacham actually arrived. Amar Rav, Lesa Lemasnitin, Mindetani Ayye. Rav says that we do not accept the ruling of our Mishnah, that Yesh Breira, because Ayye taught in the Brisa that Rebbe Yehuda holds Ein Breira. Adar Rabba, Lesa Lede'ayye Mimasnitin. The Gemara asks that we should follow our Mishnah over Ayye and not Ayye over our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that we follow Ayye who says Ein Breira, because we find another Mishnah where Rebbe Yehuda holds Ein Breira. In the case of drinking wine, with the understanding that the wine he later designates as Trumas or Maisis should retroactively make the wine Mutter to drink right now.